Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Welcome to another edition of the Five Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard, and this is the weekend wrap-up for March 2nd in the Big Ten. And I think we start off with Purdue. Purdue got to, basically they're going to be hoisting another banner as they came. Well, they really didn't leave any doubt in the mind that Zach Edey's the best player in the Big Ten, and they're the best team in the Big Ten. Now, technically, they haven't won the title outright. That could happen. Ironically enough, against a team that could share the title with them in Illinois. If Illinois beats them, they could end up sharing the title with Purdue, but I don't think this is going to happen. You're looking at Purdue defeating Michigan State 80-74. It really was just Zach Edey and I'm better than everybody else on the floor. Michigan State threw a ton of people at Edey. I mean, come on, you guys saw it. And it was nothing that could happen. You thought that maybe Booker, who did not start the game, but then Xavier Booker goes out there, hits a couple big threes, forces Zach Edey to come out from underneath the basket. Michigan State had a lead. And then Purdue just kind of finished off the half strong and then started the second half very strong. MSU finally found a way to climb back in this thing. But they did not. Purdue wins. They get to wear the hats. They get the trophy again. And yeah, I mean, it's deserving. They're the best team. Now for Purdue, regular season success is what you expect. It's the postseason stuff. That's where, I don't know. I mean, last year losing in that first game to, I think it was Fairleigh Dickinson, not a good look. It's not a good look for Matt Painter. You got to make it to a Final Four to justify all the talent that you have on this team. And until then, I mean, regular season accolades are great. But you're just, it finally took what Gonzaga finally making it to the Final Four years ago before people stopped looking at them as just great regular season team. And they did something in the tournament. Purdue's probably going to get the number one overall seed. I don't know if that way works in the Big Ten, tournament. They'll probably win the Big Ten tournament in college basketball tournament. If you have three guards or you got a great backcourt, you can win. If you look at most of your teams that win the trophy at the end, they have great backcourts. Purdue has good backcourts, but they are so reliant on three-point shooting that on a day where all of a sudden those guys are not getting it done, you're looking out there and Fletcher Lawyer's not hitting his shots, day where Lance Jones' shots are not falling, or a day where Brandon Smith is not hitting the jumpers, not hitting those threes, this team is beatable. Edey's going to score his 25 points. It's what the other guys are going to do. They're 3 points. They're either feast or famine. Yesterday, they hit the three-pointers. Closer game than most thought, but they beat Michigan State.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Now, sticking with Michigan State, I think what Tom Izzo did was he may have learned in losing. And I'll say this. There's no such thing as moral victories. There's not. No Spartan fan wants to hear, well, we came close. Okay, so what? You lost. You lost the game. But in all fairness, this was a game that I had them losing back when everybody thought that this was one of the best teams in the nation, when they were ranked number four in the nation. We were playing the win-loss game. I was playing with one of the friend of mine, George Johnson, a former manager for Michigan State, and we were playing the win-loss game. And I was like, George, I don't see them going into Mackey and winning. They haven't won. I mean, Gary Harris was on the team, Travis Trice, Keith Appling. You know, those are your point guards. His team has not been able to go in there. I think Denzel was in his freshman year. They haven't been able to win in Mackey. They did their best, but here's what I hope that Izzo learned is that you played a different style than you played at Ohio State. If you would have played this way, like you played at Ohio State, like you played against Ohio State, you would have beaten the Buckeyes. You would have won that game. This team, I mean, when you think about it, they turned the ball over seven times on the road. They hit all their free throws but two. Like, that's the recipe for winning on the road. It was just Zach Edey. You couldn't overcome. You didn't have an answer for him. But if you play this way on the road and, you know, on the neutral site games in the Big Ten tournament and in the NCAA tournament, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that MSU is going to make a run at the Final Four, but what I am saying, I said it earlier in this podcast, they have the recipe They have three guards in the backcourt who can score. You saw that in the game yesterday, that at some point they all took their time to rise up, including Trey Holloman, who comes off the bench. You have a backcourt who can score, not just hitting threes, but can drive to the basket. That helps you. You look at a guy like Malik Hall, who can, you know, post up down low. That can help you. Now, what Michigan State did that I like was the fact that, okay, Matty played, and a lot of people got angry that Matty Sissoko played. Matty was going to play, guys. You're not going to throw him away. He's a senior. Everybody did their job, but late in the game, what I like, it's not about who starts, it's about who finishes. You kind of swapped out, and you were going to do a little bit of offense, defense, where you were putting Booker in the game for offense, where you had Cooper in the game for defensive purposes, and Cooper even was helping out, getting rebounds and making some easier baskets. That's what you have to do. I think if you would have just did a rotation of Cooper and Booker against Ohio State, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. You would have won that game. And I'm just hoping that for the rest of the season, they see that in late games, everybody has a role on the team. Maddie's role is more at the beginning of the game to kind of set the table, be the enforcer. But late in the game, you need to have people, who, especially in a close game, who could put the ball in the basket. And that, to me, is Booker either pulling you out to the three-point line because he's going to shoot those, or just Cooper, who's a little more comfortable underneath the basket, and he goes ahead and makes those shots. Now, for Michigan State, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. They're going to make the tournament unless the unthinkable happens and they can't beat Northwestern, they can't beat Indiana, and they lose the first round of the NCAA tournament. This was told to me by somebody who used to work on the tournament committee, that at that point they would be a bubble team. Maybe they get the nod because of who their coach is, but that will put them in serious jeopardy. For MSU, your season boils down to Wednesday night. You have Northwestern at home. Boo Booey's been a thorn in your side. You slay that dragon on senior night, and all doubt goes away, plain and simple. Now, the thing is, Indiana's all of a sudden starting to look like a different team. Indiana, Ohio State are probably two teams that you don't want to see in the Big Ten tournament, especially Ohio State, who demolished Michigan today. They demolished Michigan on Sunday, depending on when you watch this. My goodness. I don't know if it was more of what Ohio State did or what Michigan is not, but Ohio State is hotter than fish grease. I don't know if you want to see them. So much so that Ohio State is making a serious push for the NCAA tournament. 2 weeks ago, they fired their coach. They thought their season was done. And I think a lot of Michigan fans are like, well, if Ohio State can do this, why didn't we do this as well? Why didn't we set ourselves up for success rather than ride out this failure of a season? Ohio State, I'm thinking this. Ohio State wins the rest of their games, and Ohio State makes it to Saturday in the Big Ten tournament. Ohio State has to be in a tournament, even if it's just in the first four games, the games you play in Dayton, which would be a feather in the cap for them because they were left for dead along the side of the road. They found a way to bounce back and get this thing done. Now, if you're Michigan, I don't know what to say. It's almost as if Juwan Howard has been told, look, you had the heart surgery. We're not going to count this year. We're going to treat this year almost like a COVID type of year. You're going to come back next year and start fresh. I don't really see any type of movement. I don't even see the smoke or the rumors. And I kind of felt good when a guy who follows the team a lot, like John U. Bacon, kind of agreed with what I said and saying that he doesn't see that Juwan's going to get fired this year. Michigan's going to bring him back, and I think he's going to be on a quick leash. Now, they did lose Coach Sanderson, the strength and conditioning coach. He left during he resigned. That was a feather in the cap, and that also led me to believe that Juwan's coming back, because if not, I think Sanderson would not have resigned. I think he would have come back if he known Juwan Howard was leaving. So if you're Michigan, man, this has been a tough year. You could just sit back and, I guess, rewatch your national title in football that you got on your DVR, because in basketball, this thing is ugly. I mean, this season can't end fast enough for you, and I don't even think the fans care anymore. I mean, the home games are just turning into virtual you're-on-away team, because the teams are just taking over your building, and I guess the only good thing for you is you know, I don't think I think they finished off with Nebraska. I don't think Nebraska is going to travel that far to see, you know, that Nebraska team play. Now, Nebraska is good. Now, if you're Michigan, here's the thing. Yeah, you got Nebraska at home for your senior day next weekend. Nebraska is not a good road team, but you're just not a good team. So I think Nebraska is going to take that, but I don't think they're going to take over the stands. I don't think it's going to become Pinnacle Banks East like it's been Breslin Center West, and it's been, you know, Purdue, you know, Mackey Arena North. But as far as Howard goes, man, I don't know what to tell you. I don't think it's a sense of urgency at the University of Michigan to get this man out of there. So it is what it is. But yeah, you got your game coming up on Sunday. For Michigan State, it boils down to Northwestern, the team. Boo Boo in Northwestern has been a thorn in your side. Don't believe you won against them in like 3 years. Now would be a good time for your Izzo to step up on senior night to get this thing done. They'll be doing the whole kissing the S. There's kissing the Spartan shield. There's nothing worse than losing senior night and having to go through the whole ceremonies, because they're going to go through the ceremonies. Last time that happened was 2012. It was Draymond Green, his senior year. They lose to Ohio State at the buzzer beater. And, you know, they went through the ceremony, but there was no glee. There was no joy in Mudville. They kind of just was like, man, this sucks. We lost the buzzer beater, but we got to go out there. And you got to smile and do all types of stuff for the camera. It wasn't the same. If you're Izzo, you got to stop this losing streak. I think that they would have stopped the losing streak, but it was Purdue. They weren't going to beat Purdue. Did a damn good job, but you don't get moral victories in the Big Ten or in East Lansing. You play the way you played against Purdue, against Northwestern, you'll beat Northwestern. Boo Booey is going to score his points. You got to shut everybody else down. And I think you have a chance at this. And this is one of those games where, yeah, the seniors are going to have to rise up and get this thing done to put the stamp on their season. So we'll have more about the Big Ten later on in the week. I'm going to have Harold Sheldon from the Big Ten Network on with me later on this week. But for now, just kind of wanted to wrap up the weekend that was in the Big Ten. Watch out for Ohio State. Watch out for Iowa. Iowa also found a way to win a game. Iowa defeats Northwestern. Iowa and Ohio State, the two hottest teams in the Big Ten. They keep this going. I think if either team gets to the Saturday in the Big Ten tournament, I think they're going to play their way into the tournament. Right now, both teams on the outside looking in, but we still have another 2 weeks to go before Selection Sunday. For now, I'm Rico Beard. Thanks for watching. Keep liking, subscribing, telling your friends. You've been watching the Five Star Zone.